Hey, this is Ron Capps, driver of the Napa Auto Parts Nitro Funny Car, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
It's 720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and honored to have on the line with the driver of the iconic Napa Funny Car for Don Schumacher Racing, a world champion in the sport, second all-time in NHRA Funny Car wins, one of the true greats, the honorable and amazing Ron Capps. Welcome to WGN.
Man, Dane, I'm going to have you introduce me to every room I walk in. That was probably the best, that was by far the best introduction I've ever had.
Are you serious? Well, wait till
honorable and iconic. Oh, my gosh.
And hey, you know what? If you look back, I think you've got to start reviewing a little bit of your stats and go through your own bio because, you know, you have been doing this for a long time. It has been obviously a love and a passion, one of the greats, and you've, you know, done it at the very highest level and all that. And as NHRA is looking to get out there, be more things to more people, get more fans, I've always said it. I've said it to the listeners, and I know we've brought a bunch of people to the tracks and to the sport, is that it's one of those sports that if you can see it in person live, there is nothing like it. And typically, you will get hooked, and it just doesn't translate as well to TV. Looking, you know, we all know, of course, you know, your mom was pregnant with you at the track, so you had kind of a jump start on things. But talk a little bit about that, you know, as you try to not only do what you do on the track, but also get new fans and kind of engage people as that ambassador to sport to bring in new NHRA fans.
Yeah, no, it's you're right. The sport is, it's like going to a Blackhawks game and never, but only watching on TV and getting there for the first time. There's something about the sport that once you've been there and you felt the vibration, the, you know, these cars are over 11,000 horsepower, fire breathing, you know, 0 to 330 miles an hour right in front of your eyes, kind of a feeling when you're there at the track. Once you see one live and then you watch it on TV, it changes your perception of everything. So it is, it's a great sport. I grew up on it. Like you said, I was conceived, I think, in the parking lot of a racetrack in California. So, my mom and dad, thankfully, brought me into the sport growing up, and it's just been a lot of fun to, you know, I couldn't think of a better sport to make a living at, that's for sure. And I don't have a big company my parents own or anything to fall back on. If my whole adult life has been drag racing, and I've been lucky enough to be surrounded with great, great owners, Don Prudhomme and now Don Schumacher, who hails from Chicago.
Yep.
And two legendary owners at that, and then, of course, 10 years going on with Napa Auto Parts as a sponsor. And you don't hear too often of somebody, that association, like Richard Petty and the STP, and, you know, just these Jimmy Johnson and Lowe's. That sort of thing in motorsports is hard to come by now, where you have that length of sponsorship. We always looked at Kenny Bernstein and Budweiser, you know. It was right. That length of that sponsorship kind of made you want to try to achieve something like that in life.
Well, Ron, okay, so a little bit humble, you're like, hey, maybe you shouldn't be introduced a certain way, but you should, because those iconic brands that really, you know, are kind of the physical embodiment of motors and motorsports and the industry and all that, those relationships, that's a testament to the success that you have had on the track, you know, and it's that kind of thing, I think, that is important. Do you feel any extra pressure, or is it just something that you're comfortable, you wear it well, it's the way that you've done things? But yeah, I mean, Napa, that's huge, and to have it for that extended period of time is really great.
Yeah, you know, and I used to get up on the soapbox and just try to get these people to come out to our races, and I've always been a huge rock and roll fan, and so music has kind of always driven me, and so to be able to get to be friends with some of my heroes growing up, James Hetfield now, Metallica is a good friend, these other athletes that I have always looked up to and watched, and now to have them come out to a race, it blows my mind, because I can take them sort of backstage at the racetrack and show them something that completely blows them away, much like going to watch them play. And so I've always had to feel like I was on a soapbox bragging about our sport, and then all of a sudden our sport this last, especially 3 or 4 years, has just blown up. So now I'm getting these phone calls of people asking to come out, and that's a great feeling after all these years.
See, that is so, I mean, and you have said it too. You may not be able to be there selling tickets and doing sponsorships and coming out and kind of, you know, getting the stands together and kind of raising the crowd size and all that in maybe the traditional way, but by sharing it with people who do have that platform to reach masses of fans that you know that they like the same kind of things that you will, I think that would be great. My summer job growing up was I worked you know, backstage at Alpine Valley, which is right here. It's over the border in Wisconsin, one of the largest outdoor music theaters, and Metallica. You know, I was at the Metallica tour, you know, where they opened up for Ozzy Osbourne. The original bassist was still playing at the time. And so think about this. And this is weird that you make that connection, because you think about it. So let's say Formula One, maybe it's like classical music, right? Maybe NASCAR is sort of country rock, maybe rock and roll a little bit. There is no sport in the world of auto racing that closely identifies with heavy metal, right, than drag racing and NHRA. Is it the kind of thing when you bring some of your friends to the track that they are as blown away by what you do as you are by them?
Yeah, absolutely. Every race, even we started the year out in Pomona just a few weeks ago, and it's Los Angeles, and every actor in the world lives there, and a lot of the rock stars. And so that, it's funny, you go to a concert, and I went to see Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath 2 years ago. I took some of my crew guys in L.A. right before we started the season out in Pomona. And I looked around, and I probably saw a dozen drag race shirts. Some people wearing my shirts at the, and had no idea that I was standing behind them at a rock concert. And then you go to any NHRA race, and you look around, and there's Foo Fighters shirts or Metallica. And it's just, it's got that same sort of vibe where it just, you're there to witness something that you've never, you know. I tell people all the time, if you haven't been, the assault on your senses is much like going to a Metallica or anything. I mean, if your favorite rock music or even country, whatever it may be, the noise, the smell, the feeling, the smile you get when you feel a race car go by on a drag strip, especially, you know, Top Fuel or a funny car, it is nothing but a smile on your face. And so, yeah, it's the same thing for me to be able to associate that, not only just as sort of that same feeling you get when you're, you know, here's the thing, drag racing for me is like a backstage show every time, because I tell people, you can't go to NASCAR, and I'm not ripping NASCAR or IndyCar or Formula One, you can't go to one of those races and go hang out and be within an arm's reach of your favorite player, your favorite member of the band, your favorite driver. You just don't get to see them that close. You go to a drag race, and every single ticket you buy, no matter reserve seat or whatever, is a pit pass comes with it. So you watch this car on the track, and you watch whoever your favorite is. Then you go down the pit area afterwards, and if it's John Force or Tony Schumacher or myself, you come up and get a picture, bring your kids up and pose and talk and ask questions, whatever it may be. And it blows people's minds that have never been to a sporting event and sort of seen that. So they're sort of getting it now, and it's funny because I always say it's like a backstage pass. Yeah. It's like going to see Metallica, watching the show, and then going backstage in between songs and rapping with James Hetfield and Kirk and Lars, and then they go, all right, we're going to go back out on stage, and you run back out in front row, and you watch them again. That's what a drag race is all about. It's that sort of intimate setting, and we still get tracks where I'm walking through the pits, and I'll just hear somebody out of earshot, like an old lady that's maybe first time at a race, and you hear her say, oh my God, there's the driver right there. And so they don't get it at first. They think it's like a Bears game or a Blackhawks. You don't get to hang out with these players that close, you know, like you do at a drag race.
You know, it's important that you mention that. And of course, let the listeners know we're talking with Ron Capps, legendary driver of the iconic Napa Funny Car for Don Schumacher Racing. But it is so important, right? Because it is one of those totally immersive events. You get there, and when you talk about the band connections, you know, it's like, you know, there's an encore every 5 minutes, right? Because it isn't like you're waiting around 4 hours to have somebody and see if somebody wins. And nothing against all of the great motorsports. We love them all. But NHRA delivers, and it delivers like on a consistent basis multiple times a day, and it is great. When you talk about the ambassador side of it, and you definitely are doing that as one of the faces of the sport, and you travel around the country, and you think San Diego, you know, that's the kind of place where if you're lucky enough to grow up there, you never leave, and if you find it throughout some time in your life, you get there, and then you don't leave, but you travel the country, and you get to see so many great tracks and cities and fan bases and all that kind of stuff, and people want to know, what are some of your favorites? You know, what are some of your favorite places to go for whatever reason, whether it's the town, whether it's the music scene, whether it's the track itself or the people?
Gosh, it's a great question. I get that question probably more than any, and I can't pinpoint one. Every time I'm asked, I say, do you mean track, like track surface, or do you mean the area? Just like you posed the question, and it's funny because I have one for every category, just about. Like, you know, I'll always get on Polestar or another website before I fly to a race a couple weeks out, and I'll look and see what bands are playing. And then if I know somebody with that band or with the tour manager or something, I always try to work in a day early of coming in and going to see a show, even if it's a good band at a small club, which I actually prefer. Chicago is always the best for that because there's so many good clubs. But you look at tracks like Brainerd, Minnesota, that has the what we call the zoo, which is Mardi Gras on steroids, and it's hundreds of thousands of people camping right next to the racetrack, and some of them don't even make it over to the racetrack. But at night, we all get together as a team, and all the teams do this, and you go into the zoo, and it's a campground that's insane, and it's so much fun, and you can't even believe what's going on in there sometimes. And it's sort of like Vegas. What happens in the zoo stays in the zoo a lot of times, but that's sort of the thing that comes along with that racetrack. And I'm not that that track's necessarily any better as far as with the race car, but it's just a fun place to go. So there's, you know, Sonoma's a great one in July. It's just the weather and the wine tasting for the wives and family to come hang out. So it's all got its perks and the things that we love. It's hard to say because California is my favorite and I grew up here, so I'd have to say Pomona or Sonoma is probably my absolute favorite.
Yeah, well, you think about it, and this is another part of it that doesn't translate to TV. I mean, they've got their job to do. They've got to call all the races, do a little bit of the background stuff on some of the drivers and the season and all that stuff, and they can't spend a ton of time hanging out in the zoo, you know, and so this is the kind of thing, and another reason to get out there wherever you're hearing this from, your local track, get out there and experience the racing live. You mentioned, you know, the tradition and the legends and Don Prudhomme and Big Daddy Don Garlitz, and a lot of those guys are going to be at Route 66. They've spent time there, of course, over their careers, but they'll be there this year. This is, can you believe it? It's hard to believe because I remember being, I think, at the groundbreaking for it and when they built that entire complex there. It's 20 years at Route 66. So if you could share a memory or two or any thoughts on that facility as we close in on 20.
Oh, my gosh. I remember the very first time showing up there. That track still is one of the what we call the super tracks. I mean, you don't get an arena type of feeling you get when you pull in there, that the grandstands are wrapped completely around. It's a stadium feel, and you don't get it at any other racetrack. And I remember the first time they built it, this place was state-of-the-art, and it still is, and it's fast. But again, it's funny you say that. What are some of your favorite memories of Route 66? For me, Sammy Hagar and the Van Halen guys played just up the road at the amphitheater. Nice. 1 year, and I had them all come down and hang out. Michael Anthony and the whole gang came down for the day at the racetrack, and then that night I got to take all my crew guys up and go backstage and hang out with them. And those are the kind of things that stand out. I mean, winning there has always been awesome. I've loved when we won there because my owner, Don Schumacher, is from there.
Yes,
and we have a huge contingent there. And you know, the Winter Circle celebrations are always epic there, but I'll never forget, you know, just having those guys come out and turning Sammy Hagar onto standing on the starting line and seeing that smile on his face afterwards.
It's got to be insane. And of course, yeah, Don Schumacher from the Palatine, Arlington Heights area. We've done some stuff with him over the years. Now you guys are down in Texas. But yeah, I mean, you look at it. So that's that common bond that I think motorsports have, the cars have, that speed has, that fast has. So you get with, you know, with a Sammy Hagar, is a huge car enthusiast. We got a chance to, I do a lot of the food stuff here for WGN Radio too. And believe it or not, you know, Sammy's a Renaissance man, cars. He loves music. Obviously, that's his career. And even food too. He wrote it like a cookbook. So we interviewed him, and Michael Anthony has his own line of hot sauces, if you're familiar with that. So a lot of people have, you know, a bunch of different things going on. It is so cool to get them together. It's so cool to get you on, too. So for people who want to follow you, obviously, you know, they can watch you during the season of the races. They'll see you out here at Route 66 in the summer. But social media-wise, Facebook, all that modern stuff, how can people keep up with you?
It's RonCaps28 on Instagram and Twitter. Easy to find. And then I have a Facebook fan page. It's on Facebook that is just my name. You can't miss it. And, you know, I like to have a lot of fun with them. And sometimes I post stuff that I cringe a little bit when I put it out there. But then you see the reaction the fans get when they kind of know what you're doing in between races. And you never know, it might be at a concert, or it might be shooting a video side of the stage somewhere, or at a sporting event, just having fun. And So it's always, you know, it's good to hear the fans when they come up and go, hey, man, I love following you on Instagram or Facebook or whatever it may be.
Oh, you've got a ton of fans all over, and of course, they'll appreciate being able to hang out with you, see you here at Route 66 in the 20th anniversary, and keep up with your adventures on all the social media as well. So thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for jumping on WGN today.
Anytime, Dane. I appreciate you having me.